Good morning. It is a Tuesday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, this morning we start with a two-year budget deal. The president is backing. It boosts spending, suspends the debt limit. Bipartisan deal, says the Washington Post, which still must be passed through Congress, would clear a debt ceiling crisis later this year, but would continue Washington's borrowing binge for at least the next 2 years. Not a very Republican policy.
No, indeed. $1 trillion, I believe. And that is a lot of vigor the American people are paying. Remember that every penny you're paying in interest, and that's huge on this, is something that can't go into infrastructure or schools or anything else. It is just interest. And that means that some people are making out like bandits. In other words, you follow the money and you get an idea of which banks and which people are going to be the big recipients. But in the end, it's a very bad thing for the American public and for the taxpayers. And yet, the Pauls, who are running things, they think that this is the way to go.
The conversation yesterday you had with Governor Cuomo, another newsmaking conversation where he continued to try to define himself as being a progressive. He said, I mean, more money for poor schools. I mean, I'm going to stand up for minorities and the disenfranchised. I'm going to stand up and fight for the people who are in Rikers Island. I'm going to stand up for the tenants in NYCHA and public housing all across the state. You've been having this ongoing conversation with him about the definition of progressive, which, as you pointed out, mirrors what's happening on the national stage with the Squad, Nancy Pelosi, Trump, and the send her back chants.
That's a very good point you're making, David. Look, this guy, who is already being mentioned in case the Democrats lose as a 2024 presidential candidate, he'll certainly be young enough, has to preserve himself on both sides. Look, most of the Democratic Party in America is moderate. Those are the people who got elected in the blue wave and took over the House of Representatives. He started as a moderate, we know that, but he has evolved, as the old saying goes, and he's moved further left, and he has identified himself that way. And he does have a rather long list of accomplishments that he and the legislature together achieved. So he is entitled to call himself anything he wants. Look, in this age of Trump, and we do know that politicians who are able to identify themselves and to go to their core constituencies are successful. And that is something that we have to say about this governor. Electorally, he has been successful. Our friend Jesse McKinley has written a very interesting article in the New York Times, I think people should read it, about this whole question as to whether he deserves the credit or not. But he certainly has identified himself as being a progressive, and I suspect we're going to hear a lot more of that, because in an era where we have AOC and some of her people being extraordinarily prescient about the future of the Democratic Party and about progressivism, and on the other hand, he has, as I said before, the bulk of the Democratic Party, which in the middle states and everybody else have been fairly consistent in their moderation. So he's got to watch out for both sides.
And on the national scene, we saw that Thomas Friedman column and the idea that in order to elect a Democrat, you can't go too far to the left. You have to be, let's say, electable progressive.
This is, David, why they talk about circular firing squads with the Democrats. The Republicans speak with pretty much one voice, whereas the Democrats, you see the AOC victory. She's very popular in her district and some of her colleagues. And yet there are consistent warnings that if the Democratic Party goes too far left, they're going to lose the election. And you have no bigger supporter of that theory than Donald Trump, who is identifying them as the face of the Democratic Party, these progressives. So that's what he wants. Let's see whether his guess is right.
If you look at what we see in the headlines today, the base is fired up. Two Louisiana police officers now fired over Facebook posts suggesting AOC should be shot. They are riling up the base.
Yeah, look, this is disgusting. When things get to that point where people who have political rhetoric that disturbs others are threatened with their lives, firing them is one thing, but I think it's far worse when a police department, any police department, where the people that they recruit start to get political. I do think it's a time for some serious FBI and other intervention. Unfortunately, we have an FBI right now, which has got the wraps on, obviously, because of Trump. But it is very important that the officials who guarantee our civil liberties watch the police.
Big day tomorrow, the Mueller testimony. The prosecutor has been told by the Justice Department not to answer a wide swath of questions. We spoke yesterday about this, and you pointed out we may not get much from Mueller.
Well, we really don't know. I think what everybody's interested in is going to be this preface that he gives before his testimony. Apparently that's written. Apparently he's been working on it with some of the people that he worked with when he was at the Department of Justice. Now he's back at his old law firm. At least he's occupying an office there, and he's coming up with something. We do see he's been warned not to stray. Clearly the White House is scared to death over this whole thing. But I've been fascinated by the fact that the president has been so mean when it comes to Mueller and so threatening when it comes to Mueller that one has to ask themselves the question, what is it that would derail him, lead to his impeachment, and maybe, if it's bad enough, to his conviction?
Political Observer. Alan Chartok with us. Always good to talk to you, sir.
And to you, David. Great that you're back from your vacation. I hope that it hasn't worn off yet. You know, you get a few days and then... No, back in the grind.
At least till tomorrow.